Let's begin our meeting by singing number 118 in our hard-covered hymn books. The Comforter has come. 118.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise your holy name. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you tonight. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So praise your name, Jesus, Jesus, oh sweet, sweet Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for sending the Comforter, Lord. He's come. Jesus is here. Lord, we saw what a change the Comforter made in the life of Peter and other of the apostles and disciples. And you're here to make those same changes in us as well, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you, Jesus, that you are the revival. Jesus, it's you yourself coming into our hearts, making us alive unto God. And so, Lord, we acknowledge you tonight in our midst. We open our hearts, Lord. We recognize that you are the one to be in charge of this meeting. And we want you to have your way and to show forth your glory tonight, Lord. What you can do that no one else can do, Lord, in our lives. Oh, we give you praise. We rejoice in you. Oh, we thank you for all that you've been doing and all that you will yet do, Lord, as you help us to be faithful in following after Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight as we've been praying. We've been looking forward to this meeting, but I think you've been looking forward to it also. Oh, it's your opportunity, Lord, to have your way more perfectly in all of our lives. And all over the camp, Lord, bless the young people as they gather tonight. Break through, we pray, in each one. And we thank you for it. Amen. And amen. Praise God. We had a good prayer meeting this afternoon, and one of our brothers, I heard him pray, Lord, break in and break through. I like that. Break into the meeting and then break through in our lives. I think he also said show up and show off. I don't know. Someone else I know in our church prays that way. Show up and then show off. Well, I guess it means to show what you can do, Lord, that no one else can do. Show us your glory. Jesus said, if you believe, you shall see the glory of God. So let's believe to see the glory of God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Brother Hans Waldfogel talking about revival, I'm told. He said the revival's here. The revival is Jesus. If we would recognize that Jesus is here and we'd open our hearts to him, there would be revival. You know, sometimes people think that's some unusual move of the Spirit and we've got to try to somehow persuade God to send a revival. And I know we sing that way, and I know that we think of it that way, but it helps to realize revival is much closer than you think. Wherever Jesus is, when a heart touches him, and he sets that heart ablaze, revival spreads throughout the land. Praise God. And so, Jesus, you're the revival, and you're here tonight. The Comforter has come. Oh, you sent him a long time ago, and he's here to glorify Jesus. Amen. Let's sing By My Spirit. By My Spirit, number 197 in the same book. It's so nice to see everyone here. I trust you had a good day thus far. And, oh, look who's here, little baby. Abby, tell us about your baby and your husband.
I'm Abby. This yes. My husband, Tim, and
our
son, Nate.
Son who?
Nathaniel,
that's
but
right.
He goes by Nate.
Okay. Hey, Nate. Welcome. Praise God. It's, of course, Richard, when did you arrive? Did you arrive yesterday?
Yesterday morning.
And I didn't give you the proper greeting that you deserved. And you've been feeding us anyway. I know. Yes, he emerges out of the kitchen. Well, thank you. Thank you for your feeding us so well, taking good care of us. Praise God. Okay, number 197.
Is there a mountain in your way? Do doubts and fears abound? Press on, oh, hear the Spirit say, this mountain shall come down. Not my might, not my power, by my Spirit say, the Lord of hosts.
Talking about that, which just seems impossible to move, right? This mountain shall be removed. It's some sort of obstacle. It's something in the way that we, in our own strength, are helpless to do anything about. We all have mountains in our lives at times. We find ourselves in situations with people, and that we can't change, we can't correct, we can't straighten it out. But we learn to trust God. We learn to put that into His hands and say, Lord, by Your Spirit, not by my might or by my power, can this mountain move, but by Your Spirit. But you know, sometimes the mountain's on the inside. You notice that? We always think of the mountains on the outside. Those are our problems. But you know, sometimes there are mountains on the inside. And try as hard as we can to change, we don't make any progress at all. But there too, God has sent His Spirit to dwell in our hearts. And that mountain can be removed also. And we ought to have faith for that. Lord, I can't, but You can. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not an impossible case for you. And so, Jesus, show me what you can do. We want to give those mountains to him tonight and step aside and let the Holy Spirit work on them. Praise God. I'm sure he's been doing that. You know, sometimes we're in a meeting and something wonderful happens and we're changed and we leave the meeting and say, that was a wonderful meeting. God really changed me. Well, the reason God changed you is because you've been seeking him in the other meetings. And he's been working. Oh, often God works and we're not aware of what he's doing. But we seek him, we find him. We reach out to him and he works in us. And then when the overflow comes or the full deliverance is manifested, we think that it happened in that meeting. But oh, all God takes notice of every effort that we put forth, every reaching out to him, and God is working even when we don't realize it. And so maybe some mountains will move tonight because we've been seeking God and he's been working in us. Praise God. But whether it's tonight or in the days ahead, praise God, God wants to get rid of those mountains in our life and make the way clear for us to serve him without these obstructions. Praise God. Let's sing verse 4.
Then trust alone the mighty God.
Jesus, yes, Lord, come and work in every one of us tonight, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, what a wonderful promise. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. We claim that tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, there's nothing too hard for Jesus. Nothing that he cannot do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes something's a mountain because it's been there a long time and we haven't been able to get the victory over it. We don't know exactly why, and so it seems like a mountain to us. It's started out maybe small, but the fact that we just, it's been there so long, it's become a mountain. We say, if God hasn't delivered me now, I guess I'll never get delivered. That's a mountain. Those mountains God wants to remove too. And so don't let the enemy put anything in your mind to make you think that God can't remove that mountain. Maybe it's that mountain of time that Jesus wants to overcome in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's another song that we like to sing. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. Nothing that he cannot do. That's in our white book, isn't it? And can you help me know what it is?
Yes, 96.
Okay, thank you. Number 96 in our white book. And then Let's Be Free Tonight. I'm going home tomorrow with my wife and children. Some of you perhaps are leaving. And if you want to share something, feel free. Okay, number 96. These are the types of songs where you find yourself in the verses. Oh, that's me. Yeah. How about verse 5? Here we go.
The Savior can satisfy fully the heart that the world cannot fill. His presence will sanctify. Thank you.
My dear children, I love you very, very much. Some of you feel that I am not caring about you, but I want to affirm to you tonight that I love you, that I love you very, very much. When I see you that are seeking my face diligently, when I see you open your heart that want me more than anything, it pleases me. How I long to manifest myself in this meeting. How I long to touch your life, to transform your life like never before. Just trust me and believe in me. And lay your hands, lay your life in my hands. I will take you through.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We do trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I adore Him, Lord and Lord. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for the grace to trust Him more. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We do trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory.
Just hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Resting, Jesus, I Thank you.
you, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to God, our Lord and Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, worship the King. Oh, glorious above. And gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. That's number one in our hardcovered book, number one. And we can sing the first verse again. Okay. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, let's sing it out. Worship the King, O glorious above, and grateful His power and His love. Precious, precious Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Lily and I have a song we like to sing together before we leave camp. And the other night we were talking about the fact that we have a treasure in these earthen vessels. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. And so, we'd like to sing the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. We're all rich in Jesus, aren't we? And you can become even more rich as we open ourselves up to these unsearchable riches. Praise God.
Okay.
Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, wealth that can never be told. Riches exhaustless of mercy and grace, precious, more precious than gold. Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who shall their greatness declare? Jewels whose luster our lives may adorn, pearls that the poorest may wear.
riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. Unsearchable riches of Christ, freely, how freely they flow, making the souls of the faithful and true happy wherever they go. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who would not gladly endure trials, afflictions, and crosses on earth, riches like these to secure. Precious, for precious, wealth that can never be told. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold.
Sing the chorus.
Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told.
Children, we're rich. I said, really? Yes. I'll show you my bank account. It's found in that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Pardon for sin. And a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today. Bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. That's my bank account. And I draw from it every day. It never runs out. I wanted to get through a meeting without crying. It didn't work. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ. What a treasure we have in these earthen vessels. Hallelujah. These people that preach about prosperity, they got it all wrong. They got it all wrong. Because the prosperity they preach can't be compared with the riches, the eternal riches in Jesus that we hold in our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's a little strange leading a meeting with everybody sitting behind me and this deer staring at me the whole meeting. It's been such a joy to be here. I've really appreciated all the love and prayers that have come our way. This afternoon they were praying for me and for my ministry and Canarsie and other doors that God opens, that God would anoint and enlarge. And I so appreciated that. The more you go on in ministry, the more you realize how dependent you are, or how greatly you need the prayers of God's people. And the Apostle Paul, he speaks that way too. He says, pray for us, pray for us. Pray that God will open a door. Pray that God will give us the strength we need, and so on. And so I greatly appreciate this fellowship. It's been wonderful to have added opportunity to wait on God in the afternoon and the evenings, especially those times after meeting, just sitting in God's presence. I was thinking, this peace that grips you, that has to be God. There's no other explanation for it. When you look over the meeting and you see these young people sitting in silence for a half hour, that's not natural peace. That's God. And so when we see evidence of God's working, then we're hopeful, and we have a right to hope that God is going to lead them on and use them for his glory. Praise God. Amen.